T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There you go. Really, what you should do is you should praise Ashley Howard. He won yesterday. That was great. Unbelievable. A lot of notables came out to participate. Our next guest is one of them. Like the rest of us, he's going to have to wait one more day for the start of the Philly season. Our guy, Mr. Ruben Amar. Good morning, Rube.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, pal?
I am tremendous.
Good for you, man.
I'm great. How excited are you?
Well, it's a little bit of a bummer that we got the 24-hour delay.
I get it, but it increases the anticipation for me.
It does. We can get there.
Let's go.
You know what I equate it to, Ruben? I literally thought of this morning. You'll remember this. Not everyone will remember. I will say most people will not remember this. The start of the 08 season. Brad Lidge, very beginning of the year, not available due to injury.
Yeah, he had a knee issue, I think.
He had something.
Yeah.
So it's like you had to wait just a couple days, I think, a couple extra, I believe, to see Brad Lidge. And then Seltzer, when he got in there, was that a 48 for 48?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, 48 for 48.
He did all right.
So
did fine.
My point is we can survive in advance as a fan base with the 24-hour delay, although it is a bummer.
Wait, what about the wait we had for the World Series? That was like a two-day wait.
Well, yeah, that's a great point, Rube.
Some would say
that's a longer wait.
Some would say that was a 28-year wait. But
some would say that.
Good line.
All right, 215-592-9494. You know, Rube, we started the show today. First off, let me thank you for being there yesterday.
Oh, it was awesome.
Participating.
It was a tremendous event, man. It was really cool. And the reason why you did it is even cool.
Well, that's the key. It's about raising money. And I know Coaches versus Cancer got a lot of money donated.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So, and should get more.
Yeah, well, of course. And listen.
As always.
And we'll look to do that annually. But, yes, of course. We want to have as big association as we can with Coaches versus Cancer and the fight against cancer as possible. So thank you to you and all the celebs that came out to hang.
I got nervous.
Well, really?
I got nervous. I haven't had those like butterfly nerves. Like
that's
I was pretty competing cool. against somebody.
Now remind me, who were you against?
I was Ashley Sullivan at first.
Yeah.
And
then you won or lost to that? Who
I ended up winning that one.
And then lost to
Ashlyn.
And you lost to Brazier?
Terrible. Because she's one of my co-workers. And Ashlyn's awesome. She's
very
tremendous.
Cool. Yep.
And then I lost to Brave.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that is like really.
But
I love you,
like
Ruben. That's
he's
tough.
He went for 6 for 10. I'm a terrible basketball player. I mean, I'm just awful. Yeah. My shooting stroke is just. Horrendous.
John Brazier making the semifinals was definitely shocking than you almost
that
winning.
Was way more embarrassing than. I mean, I have to take that back to like CBP and go.
Yeah.
I got to hang my.
It'll
head
never go away.
Who from the Phillies will give you the hardest time? Past player, current management, current manager, former manager, current player. Who will give you the hardest time that you lost to Brazier in a free throw contest?
John Brazier.
Yeah.
That's true.
Great answer.
That is good the answer. Truest answer ever.
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of answers, Ruben, let's get to the Philly season. So we started the show talking about, you know, there's so much to be enthusiastic about. One thing in particular that you hang your hat on with enthusiasm, but also on the other side of the ledger, one thing in particular that concerns you. Pick whichever side you want first. What do you got?
Well, I mean, starting pitching depth is number one.
On the positive side?
On the negative.
Whoa!
Side. No, no.
Oh, depth. I'm sorry, you said depth.
No. Our starting pitching rotation is probably one of the best in the game.
I gotcha.
And I think the D-backs did a nice job of picking up another one, and they did a very good job. But I think we have one of the best starting rotations in baseball, irregardless of the fact that they've lost Taijuan Walker. I really believe that the way our four guys who are healthy, the way they pitch and the emergence of Ranger Suarez, and I think it's going to be, I think he's going to have like a super breakout year. I think it's going to take him to the next level. I really do.
He rang the bell last night at the Sixers game.
I loved it.
So
yeah.
When you mentioned depth in the starting rotation, I think in terms of who's the sixth, seventh, and eighth starting pitcher, if need be. I mean, but don't other teams basically have Manny Moe and Jack, six, seven, and eight?
They all do. They all do. But, I mean, it always has to be a concern. Pitching's always the biggest issue and the biggest problem and also can be the best thing for your team. And I just think right now, the pitching depth is the thing that concerns me the most.
That's interesting. Even though there are young guys, you think they won't be ready if they had to step in August?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The minor leaguers.
I think that they have the arms, and they also have a couple of veteran guys like David Buchanan could come in and give you some innings. It's just, you know, just like any other team, pitching depth's an issue.
I also look at it this way. I'll say this though: who also can come into the fray is Dave Dombrowski, the trader.
Oh, yeah. You
know, not traitor, trader. Like last year, he got Michael Layton.
Important spelling distinction there.
Very big difference between traitor and traitor. I mean, I would expect if they run into a problem, we'll get a starter. Now, how good that starter is, obviously, that can be a big difference.
Well, it's also dependent upon
who's available.
Who's available, and, you know, early in the season, it's hard to make trades. So you got to have to ride out the storm a little bit. But I think if Taijuan Walker comes back and is healthy and can be closer to where he was in the middle of the season last year, I mean, this is a really good staff.
What are the odds of that? Like,
I think he'll be back. I think I honestly think
shoulder. Yeah, growing shoulder.
A shoulder isn't a concern. That said, I do believe that it is more like a tendonitis thing than it is like a labrum thing. If it's a labrum thing, then that's a real issue.
Yeah, they got a big problem.
If it's not and it's tendonitis and he just needs to gain strength and get, you know, and it's just tenderness, then that's cool.
All right, let's crank up the phone lines here. Ruben with us for the next 3 hours. Again, a delay one day until the Phillies now will start tomorrow instead of today. Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. Whoa.
Hey, guys, how are we today?
Dan,
what
that's,
was that?
It sounded a little
sounded
bit like
a horn.
I thought the Flyers scored a goal.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, what's going
on?
There
was a car flying by.
Oh, man.
That's how fast I thought you were going to get knocked out of the tournament yesterday. But Joe,
can I just say that he was really impressive? I watched it. I watched him shoot, and I'm going, wow, is that really Joe DiCamera?
Well, thank you.
Dude, that was really good. I don't like to like praise you all that much usually.
I'll take it,
but I'll give you some love.
Him. Yeah, Ruby, I had to do that earlier too.
I gotta give you some love because
he deserves it. You got to keep it real, man.
Yes, he had
so many pressure shots. I couldn't believe how many pressure
shots.
Well,
especially for the 7 a.m. audience who might not have heard 9:40 and 45 and 9:50 and 9:55. I mean, I'll just say I'll take all the praise.
Oh my God.
Okay. You're still lost, all right? You're still lost.
I take it all back.
See what you've done.
All right, Dan.
Sorry, Dan, go ahead. John, what I don't want you to do from now on is do the whistle and the screaming, because you know Joe holds on to anything he can when he does lose. Mm-hmm. So you've given him that ammunition in the future in case he does lose again.
He lost.
I know, but he could use that, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, he like the fake shoulder injury. Joe, what did you hurt your shoulder doing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it just started in the last week or two.
I don't know.
I don't. It's just, it's a little.
He didn't do anything.
You know, look, I have wondered if it's the bag I carry. I don't know. I have a heavier bag this year than last year because I added. I have a new strategy for a calendar. And it's a big calendar. I don't know.
Calendar shoulder.
It's possible. I don't know, Dad. But
I may
have to see a doctor in the next week or two. I'm trying to.
No.
I might.
No, you won't. Listen, the competition's over. It's a mental thing. You need it. You need some type of injury to
I'm
refer
just,
back
do
to
not
in case
see
you lose.
A doctor.
I'm telling
who
you.
Who was the guy who blew out his arm when he tried to tear a phone book? It was Steve Sparks or something.
Did he really?
He tried to tear a phone book. He thought he was strong enough to do it, and he blew out his shoulder. And
all right. Well,
that's
an acute injury.
Yeah.
Sure.
He knows how that happened. Yeah, he knows. How did you hurt your shoulder? I tried to tear a phone book apart.
I don't know, Dan. I mean,
you're getting ready to do a free throw shooting contest. Your shoulder starts hurting. You're getting ready to do fantasy camp. Your groin starts hurting. They're all related to what you're about to do and the reasons you need an excuse.
Incorrect.
Your body is ahead of time just being like, this is going to hurt.
The groin was after. Fantasy camp. It was during fantasy camp.
You're like a lot of athletes.
No, why didn't he get his arm running for you?
He's got the built-in excuse piece.
All right, Dan, give me an answer. Modern times, a reference to something old. What do you got?
How about the Apollo space mission being named after the Greek god Apollo?
You know, that's
a really good answer.
That's
man.
A really
that's
good
a
answer.
Answer.
That's a great, great answer. We're going to get wonderful answers here today. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, we'll give you the answer next to how many wins the Phillies are projected to get this year. Plus the Braves total, the Dodgers total, some of the notables in baseball. Howard Eskin joins us at 8. The debacle, and I mean debacle, of the end of the 76ers game last night. What was said after the game by the Sixers brass, including James Harden's comments after the game. And Saquon with more commentary on the Jason Kelce show. We'll get to that and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.